Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, why are you looking like that?
I'm confused.
Like that's a lot of money. I feel like that's...
I make more than $88,000. Let me try and play me on TV.
I made $650.
Hold up! You trying to play me? Hold
up! I love coming out to that campus, sitting down with my students all day. Sometimes my husband has to text me and tell me to come home because I want to be there. It's fulfilling to me. And I don't knock somebody that's an entrepreneur. I'm pushing every Black woman I know on the back, like, go do it. Mm-hmm. It's not for me in this life. And when it is, I hope they'll support me.
Sure.
And when I'm in the race in the office, support me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that. Like you said, I've seen Black people inside every industry, office, department, corner, office. We need people in every place.
Yeah.
So if we all just, you know, go work for ourselves, how are we going
to... I've always hated that trait. I was created to do business in this earth, and I've been very clear about it, because the time I did go work for somebody for 30 days, I ended up laid off and lived out my car. So I was clear, okay, God, you created me to do business in this earth.
Right.
I am for everybody living out their purpose. Mm-hmm. Everybody's purpose is not entrepreneurship. And I had a very big problem that became a trend. And it was viewed as a sexy. Mm-hmm. Like Angel and I can attest, everything we do is not sexy.
Yeah.
Like we have to carry on the liabilities for what's going on, the risk for what's going on. And that became like, wait a minute, no. What is your purpose and your calling?
Yeah.
That's what's going to give you the most fulfillment.
Absolutely.
I'm just clear on mine, but I want you to know that if it's working for 1,000 people, if it's working for 200 people or one person, that's your purpose and your calling. You're created to do what you were supposed to do in this earth.
Yeah.
Not with somebody else's has on tree.
Don't make anybody feel bad that their path is different.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
Like, even though I work at historically Black colleges and universities, I've been in education for 12 years. I'm a firm believer in it. I don't look at anybody different who doesn't have a college education because my hairstylist makes six figures two times over. You know, so I don't have a problem with that. I think in the Black community, we have a serious problem at judging people in another path than our own, in another lane than our own, and then saying you should be doing it like I'm doing it. Like you
That's said what earlier. I said earlier. Preference. People trying to make their preference monolithic.
You can't project your preference on my path. Yeah. That's your preference.
Yeah. And it's disingenuous to act like assignments ain't seasonal.
Yeah.
No, Jesus.
So sometimes you need to work for somebody to get the necessary information and training and wisdom to be able to do it.
Yeah.
I think you could attest. Working for certain people have helped. Okay.
Okay, but I
wasn't going to go no deeper than that, but exactly. You learn what you learn for the season you need it for.
That's what I'm saying. I'm standing at the bottom of the ladder to success, and I'm saying, climb.
I feel
I'm going to hold this for you that you can go up in safety.
That's what I'm saying.
I give you the platform and the opportunity to become whatever it is that you want to be in my space where it's safe.
Yeah.
And so I'm not saying that entrepreneurs need people who don't want to own something on their own, but they need other people to have entrepreneurial spirit to come and help them.
But here's the problem.
Or even just going higher in a field. I told my staff in our staff meeting last week, I said, next staff meeting, next Wednesday, everyone bring me an open job at another school that you would apply for that you don't have the qualifications for. And they say, you want us to go look for another job? I said, look for another job that you want. Mm-hmm. Print out the whole job description, bring it to the staff meeting. We're going to go one by one and highlight what qualifications on the job you want, you don't have, and it's my job to help you get working here.
Amen.
So if they say you got
I'm married to her, I ain't even know she did.
tell women that.
That's my job.
No, that's real.
That's holding that
level.
And everybody who works in my office, they all look like me. Yeah. And I feel responsible.
Absolutely.
I feel responsible. I can't just come in every day, go in my office and say, well, I have a wonderful team. What am I doing to help them have a wonderful team?
Absolutely. Come on now. Come on now.
Team, and they have a wonderful team. Yeah. Now I've taken the excellence that God has instilled in me to bestow on this team from my one school, and they each go to a different school.
And you have changed the world.
I think.
I'm gonna get in trouble. But Taja, you just spoke something there, and if I'm saying this wrong, I'm sorry. I think sometimes within our community, we're fearful of seeing someone else in our community win at the cost of our knowledge, at the cost of our experience. When my team, everyone on my team.
Hold on, that.
You done took me too fast.
Everyone on my team, when they first came in, I said, you don't own this company. You'll never make as much money as me in this company, but you will make a lot of money out on your own. Mm-hmm. And so I literally told them, like, hey, I want to help you while you're working for me, because you will not be here forever.
Yeah.
How do I help you be better? Alex has his own business. I get him off on Fridays. Do whatever you want to do, because I want you to win outside of here. And one of my friends who is a Black business owner said, that is the dumbest thing you can do. Because as soon as they learn from you, they're gone. And I'm like, why do I have to be fearful of them leaving me? Because the same way God sent them, he can send someone else. Mm-hmm. And if they leave me in a spirit of excellence, then I've just contribute to the kingdom.
Yeah.
Why? And I want to talk about that, because it goes back to something you said, Angel. Jesus, they're going to argue with me now.
That's all right.
Why do we not know? Why do we not know? Isn't it funny that Cat Williams and Shannon Sharp got 40 million views in a week? We know how to go research what we want to research, but do we know how to research what we need to research?
Let's dive into something exciting. Bethel Tech's micro-credential program. Just 15 weeks and you're on your way to mastering in-demand tech skills, setting you apart in today's competitive job market. And the best part? It's all online, 100% online, and fitting perfectly into your busy life. Bethel Tech isn't just about tech skills. It's about growing your character through spiritual mentorship and faith groups, shaping you into a Christian leader in the tech world. You'll learn from industry experts geared towards your success. What about landing your dream job? Bethel Tech's graduates are making waves at companies like Salesforce and Dell. And with a price tag of only $5,000, it's an investment in your future that's both affordable and valuable. Are you ready to start? With multiple start dates, there's never been a better time. Visit anthonyoneal.com/Bethel. Again, that is anthonyoneal.com/Bethel, and step into your tech career with confidence and character.
I think sometimes we don't know what we need, right?
And it's how we not know we need to make more money.
Well, I mean, we know that, but it's for me again, it's the how.
No, I believe that.
So sometimes we just don't know what we don't know, right? And I think there's an onus on some of us who know to teach, right? Which is why I started community business school 8 years ago. Yeah. I started my business, had no idea what I was doing. Came from education, had worked as a teacher, counselor, dean, assistant principal, had no idea how to run a spice business, right? But I knew I needed to learn. And I also knew immediately that I wanted the other Black people who needed to learn to come along with me for free. Mm-hmm. So for 8 years, I've been doing my free classes for Black business owners to come into my shop to learn everything they need to know about running businesses. So if I meet someone like I met you and I'm like, hey, can you do a financial literacy class? I meet someone and they know how to do branding and managing. Hey, can you come teach this class? As many people that can fit in my space can fit. I tell them how many seats we have, and then I tell them on social media, we don't have any more chairs, but if you want to stand up, come stand up. Mm-hmm. Learn. Come learn with me. I've never charged a dollar for a pop-up. I've never charged a dollar for a class. I've
always educated. I've always learned on my journey, and I've never done it by myself. Mm. But I feel like that's my responsibility. And I also, going back to your point about needing to have a job before to help you in your entrepreneurial journey, it is my background as an educator that makes me a forever student, right? And I also know that I needed that experience as an educator to learn how to facilitate professional, because this is really essentially professional development,
yeah,
right? That I'm leading, that I'm hosting for these business owners. And I can monetize this. I can easily charge people to come to these classes every month and stream it online and package it as a class, like these other girls, you know, the
girl bosses do, right?
And call it whatever I want and make a whole bunch of money. But that's not what's important to me. What's important to me is growing a collective of Black business owners that become a powerful enough conglomerate that we feel like we can sustain ourselves without the help of others. Eventually, right? It's a lofty goal. It's a goal. It's something that's going to take years to achieve. But this is my contribution to that. Mm. But I do think that it's on those of us who know to teach.
I guess I'm just saying, for me, it's like I didn't grow up with money. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't. I ended up homeless. I ended up in the back of my car.
Yeah.
In the back of my car, that's when I said, I need to go learn. Because my mom and dad can't teach me.
Fish.
Love you. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't, right? Yeah. You met my mom and my dad, all four of them. And even they said in front of I call it my spiritual mama, we couldn't teach Anthony where he is today. I went out and said, you know what? Instead of me looking up BET and watching 106 in Park, let me go YouTube, or at that time, AOL, Yahoo.com, and figure out, okay, what books are teaching about money? Yeah. I may not know what compound interest is,
right.
But I Yahooed how to make more money rather than how to do this.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm like, I understand the point of we don't know what we need way down here, but I knew I needed to get out of debt. I knew I needed to learn about money.
Yeah, but were you fed and clothed and housed?
Absolutely.
Right. But think about the people who are struggling to maintain those and still trying to make money, right? Like, that's a lot. I just asked that.
No, I think growing up.
But you were clothed, fed.
Growing up. I'm going to say something controversial.
Who need it. You know, like, there's some of us, and I feel like a lot, it's easy for us to take our own experience and say, if I did it, you can do it.
I'm not saying that.
I don't think that, like, if I can do it, you can do it, because I also am very clear about the intricacies and the nuances of what allow me to be able to do it. I also grew up in this way, right? My two brothers serving life in prison, mother, father, been in prison. I'm the only person in my immediate family not to go to prison.
Right.
None of them went to college. So we all have the same struggle stories, been there. Like, this isn't not far from middle class. I'm the first person in my family. So I get it. And because I know that, I also know that it is extremely hard. And I think sometimes we overly simplify how easy it is to, like, you know, go online and Google, but it's like, you got to have internet.
Yeah.
You know, it's like some of the simple things that we think are easily accessible. And it's like, y'all, my first job was teaching in a U jail. I know kids who don't have some of these very basic things that you had, and you didn't even think about you didn't even think about it as a need because it was just available, right? Like the house to sit in to Google. Everybody don't have that. The internet service to be able to search AOL. But everybody didn't have that.
Would you say that everyone knows they need to make some form of money?
Absolutely.
Cool, great.
Can I ask the question that's going to bridge the gap?
Yeah.
I'm in the middle too. I know where you're going.
Do we think our people would rather be entertained and empowered?
I want to answer that first.
Entertainment is a distraction. I think that sometimes you need it, right? I think you need the entertainment sometimes.
Because I think.
Because he brought up the Cat Williams interview. I did. Yeah. 40 million people went to go watch that.
Absolutely.
His point is, when we want to find something, we find it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's the point he's making. So I'm saying, either on the front end, how do you use your internet? Do you use your internet for entertainment or empowerment? Or even when you get some money, do you use the money for entertainment or empowerment?
Mm-hmm. My children didn't have internet.
I mean, I didn't have the internet growing up neither.
But I'm saying,
I didn't have internet either.
Right.
We date ourselves,
right?
I'm in your generation.
Right.
My children didn't have internet.
Okay.
I think we can't make excuses. That's the point that I mean.
I'm with you.
You get what you want. You get what you want. I don't want to hear this. I didn't know how. I'm not saying that it's not hard. It is hard. And to say that I'm oversimplifying, I'm trying to. I'm not trying to oversimplify in a negative way. I'm trying to say, y'all, I did this. Let me tell you how it don't have to be what you think it is. I am trying to oversimplify it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to let you know what you actually can do if only you believe. If you believed that you were worthy to have this, let me tell you how simple it can be. And I think to say we don't know how is an excuse. We know how to do whatever we need to know how to do. I'm not saying that it's not hard. It is very hard.
Facts.
That was what we started out this whole conversation with. Mm. But I think we are very smart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think to say we don't know how minimizes our intelligence.
I think that's the amount of minimizing intelligence. I think I'm thinking about it, like the access being minimized,
mm-hmm.
right? And so I'm not making excuses either, but some people's circumstances are just really real.
Yeah.
So, and just because you said, I did it, I'm telling you, you can do it. I think that is in some ways naive and unfair to the person who's struggling, who has struggles that you have never seen. So you're going against to somebody who is dealing with a circumstance. I don't like to get painted as pain, right? But for lack of a better to say that they what they're going through is worse, quote unquote, worse than what you went through. Mm-hmm. And you're saying, I did it, you can do it. That's like when Barack Obama became president and now we're supposed to think that every black kid can be president. Like there's this, we got a whole lot of
So can I ask you a question?
Everybody has their own thing, and to look at in a room full of people and say, y'all, I became a millionaire, you can all become millionaires.
So this demographic like you're talking about, what's the answer for them?
What's the answer for who?
For those people you're talking about.
The people who
it's just too real.
You got to meet them where they are. It's really a thing where you got to focus on people on a case by case basis, right? Like when I worked in a youth jail, I couldn't go into a classroom. I saw a kid.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's 12 to 17 in one classroom because that's just how the jail is set up.
Yep.
So I'm teaching math. I don't have the luxury of when I went into traditional education where they are, you know, based on their grade and their age, that sort of thing. I can't go in there and give out one lesson.
Right.
I had to individualize the lesson plan for smaller groups, right? Because I couldn't afford to do a per kid, you know, one-on-one. And that's what we have to do. Like, we have to look at the subsets of us and talk to them. We keep talking to the black community as if all the black people can do this. That's so unfair. We need to look at the subsets within the black community and give them what they need, give this group what they need, give this group what they need. But looking at this whole sofa saying, you all can do it. Come on, man. Like, that's not real.
I said that's not real. And I still stand by this.
I love that.
I believe that the change in the black community begins with the black family.
Mm-hmm.
As the oldest of four children, it was my responsibility to sit the three of them down once I went to college and say, listen to me. This is a path you can take.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I learned. Here's how I figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Mama didn't know. I had to figure it out. I had to get there and ask the questions. I took it. I paid the tuition for you to have a lesson.
Yeah.
So let me teach you. And then they'll inspire somebody else. They'll inspire somebody else the same way. So I think what you're saying, those subgroups, the first one is our immediate circle.
Mm-hmm.
Who can we impact? People that know us for real.
Yeah.
Not everybody that wants to be a mogul and a personality and an influence. Like people that you actually are impacting their life on a daily basis, where you can sit down and put both hands on their shoulder and say, listen to me. What you're doing is not going to end well.
Mm-hmm.
The path you're going is not going to work.
Yeah.
Or even because I think we talk too much about being negative in response as black.
Yeah.
Even putting your hands on somebody's shoulder that you love and say, I'm proud of you. Don't
stop.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Keep going. What do you need? If you in law school, you need me to pay a light bill 1 month. I got you because I want you to keep going.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that's what creates community.
Yeah.
You'll never be able to get to everybody.
Sure.
And we can try. And some of us, God has blessed us with more leverage than others. What you're doing? Reaching millions through media?
Yeah.
God blessed you to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. That's one way. Mm-hmm. If I do my six people in my family who all got my same last name, and you do your six
God's
still pleased. We're still making a difference.
Yeah.
And I think once we start to accept that, you won't feel, you know, like you got to take on the world. Because that's probably the hard part, thinking I got to fix it. You got to fix it for your
You got to take on your world, not the world.
Not the world.
Yeah.
But some black people that will say, that ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
You worried about your four no more. That ain't, you know.
Yeah.
Well, where's the four that should have been worried about you? That's not. I can't do it all. I have to do it for who I can do it for. I was even thinking about that when God blessed me with my husband. He's the oldest of five kids. I'm the oldest of four kids. As soon as I heard that, I thought nine people. We could change our lives.
Yeah. And how powerful is that?
Yeah.
The domino effect of that.
Maybe.
Yeah, so
that nine is gonna change.
No matter what we do, we look at that like, I'm so glad
that we gave us an opportunity
to show our younger sisters that.
Yeah.
And like, we bought our home. It's like, yeah, we love it. We're happy we did that. Thank God. You know, it's beautiful. But I'm so happy those seven, eight faces get to see us do that.
Yeah.
When we walked down the aisle and got married, when I'm the first woman to get married in my family since my great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got kids. Everybody got family. Mm-hmm. Nobody married.
Yeah.
I walked down that aisle happy my sister was sitting right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want my brothers to know my husband so they can see what it means to be one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That means something to me.
Absolutely.
And then I can go to bed at night knowing I helped my community.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think what I've learned.
I love that perspective. Tasha, that's good.
Yeah, that's
what I've learned sitting here today is that very point. That what I said before, you can be whatever you can see.
Yeah.
And so what I'm saying based on my experience is to help the people who are in my tribe that look like me in this community to make us move the needle from what my experience is. And what I hear you saying is your experience is different.
Yeah.
And the way you move the needle for the people in your tribe is totally different from the way that I see that I can move the needle in my tribe, which goes back to what you said. We're not a monolith.
It's a mosaic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a mosaic.
We're all.
But it's all equally beautiful. Giving away $10,000 at a time to help black women get their businesses off the ground for all people. That's beautiful. Serving youth and young adults and them just having a mentor, somebody to look up to, somebody that can articulate the gospel but still look cool. I feel relevant to him. That's like, we're all doing it in a little way or a big way. That's not really, you know, once you start trying to quantify
based on size, it's
unnecessary.
Yeah.
You do your thing, I'm proud of you. You do your thing, I'm proud of you. You do your thing.
Ditto.
And that's just what it has to be in the black community.
Yeah.
When you think about our community, the black community, give me one word to describe us. You said powerful?
Of course.
Okay. Ladies first.
As chatty as we've been, he's gonna ask us for one word.
Just one word, break down when you think about
describe the black community.
Our community is.
Worthy.
Mm-hmm. Capable.
Mm. Educated.
Mm.
On brand.
Says the educator. Yeah, yeah. Resilient.
Mm-hmm. What's your word, Anthony?
Creative.
Mm-hmm.
I think African Americans, we're the most creative group of individuals on the planet Earth.
Yeah.
But we do not own what we create.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I asked that question. Because when I look at ownership, I'm thinking of it from a full circle. So not just ownership in a business,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm talking about, do we even own families? Do we have control of our families? Are we raising families? I went viral. How is the viral? Right, exactly. I was about to say, I go viral often, right? And I said something that I meant, but it went off. It came off wrong in the Black community. I said to men, making $88,000 is not enough for a family. So I'm going to let you talk first as a man. As a husband, not as a pastor on this one. So as a husband and a future father.
Yes.
Okay. We see, look at this. Woman. All of them are successful and making great money.
Killing it.
I mean, just killing it, right? And my statement was every man, specifically Black men, should be striving to make six figures, not so he can have a lot of money to buy things, but so he can create freedom, abundance, and wellness within inside of his home. Mm. Ladies, brothers, oh, nah, bro. Nah, I shouldn't be determined. My worth shouldn't be attached to how much I make. Mm-hmm. So I'm coming to you and I want to ask you, then we'll let the sisters go in because my dear friend, she commented.
No, but you did miss something that you said in the question.
What did I say in the question?
He was saying to provide for a family.
Yes.
That was the key word.
Right. Yeah. I didn't say by yourself. I said, if you're going to provide for your family, and family in America, you're going
to
have.
You want to strive for being able to have enough to provide for your family.
Yes.
I'm like.
Yeah. And I think I was going that direction.
Okay.
Right. Because me and my wife don't have children yet. But the Bible says, we already alluded to this, and a good father leaves an inheritance for his children's children. We ain't even talking about my kids.
You can't do that with $50,000.
Can't do that. Right.
Now, I'm not knocking the individuals who make that.
Now the wording is challenging because this is the Bible's definition of a good father. Mm. Right? It's like someone who is at least cognizant of this. That this is the mark I have to press towards if I'm going to be good by the Bible standard. Mm. I have to be cognizant that every decision I make affects my world. Mm-hmm. Not just my wife, but my children and their children.
Y'all's community.
Our community, right? And it doesn't just say a good father makes sure their children's children got a little money. No, leaves an inheritance, right? It's some work that needs to be done to do that. And $88,000 doesn't get it. It doesn't move the needle.
So as today's society. Because I
was with their face. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus. Tasha, why are you looking like that?
Yeah, why are you looking like that?
I'm confused.
Like that's a lot of money. I feel like that's...
I make more than $88,000. Let me try to play me on TV.
Make six
figures. Hold up.
You trying to play me?
Hold up.
I'm like, I'm all up now. I'm not counting my head. Like, I'm not like chilling.
No, okay.
Yo, what?
Christian was like,
he said, lead the pastor out. Don't try me.
And the distraction.
No.
I'm just playing, man.
I made that face because listening to that, I was like, that is a lot of money. Because I think a good husband who's trying to start a family should also have a partner. So you're talking about a singular $88,000, yes, that may be tough. But I think you should have a partner who is going to help increase your wealth. The Bible says that. He who finds a good wife finds favor. With that favor, I believe there is some increase.
Absolutely.
Oh, but then your end result is more. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but for the man, I see where the responses were coming from. And you, my brother, you know that.
I got you.
But I see where those guys were kind of coming from. Because
8,000. Yeah, where?
They're coming from, how dare you make me feel like $88,000 isn't a good start. Like,
we're not saying it's a good start. Not a good start.
I want to give more.
If that's your start, it's one of the most amazing starts I've seen.
That is your start. That is crazy.
Yeah.
That was not what was wrong.
But even if a man even if he caps out at $88,000, how do you know who his partner is, who his wife could be, or who... How much increase could come from that? That's just seed money. How do you know how much you can make out of that?
I'll get to the root of what was going on, too. They were talking about, it's about inflation and the current...
Trends.
Yeah, the current macroeconomic climate. 88 10 years ago was extremely more
gold
than 88 today.
Facts.
Like I say, I grew up middle class. I have far surpassed my parents financially. I would say I probably live even the same lifestyle that they lived then because of the difference of inflation. So $88,000 for four people, and they're consistently making that. He's like, no, you want to strive to make more if you have that as your household.
You agree with that, right?
And it doesn't mean, no.
He's like,
it was all about the economics and the financial trend of where we're headed right now with current inflation. That was really what the discussion was, because he's like, if you have a mindset that you don't want to make more, you're going to get left behind just due to the economics.
A person having a family.
Absolutely. Yes. Oh, yes.
Who is a family?
Well, in America, it's two and a half.
A dad who's raising three kids.
It was her husband, a wife, and children.
That is a partnership where someone else could be also adding to the pot.
What should be our disposition as men, though?
Tell our business.
If we're taking it,
we're
making money.
I was gonna say that at all. I bring my pot under the submission of my husband.
Right.
So whatever I'm out there making,
it's for the household.
It's for the household.
I've known you for years, TA. Christian would not be your husband if he wasn't striving to be better.
It was about a mindset.
That's what I said that too.
Because $88,000 in your hands is different from $88,000.
Y'all are stuck on the wrong
thing. That's the question that I'm asking. Because to me, the $88,000 wasn't what we were talking about.
What I'm saying is I have a problem because I don't see none of you all settling. She's out here fighting a whole case with her team and still trying to go higher. She's trying to help other black people go higher. The moment I say black men, we need to be doing the same thing and striving for more. It's no, I'm good.
Ooh, I feel that.
Oh yeah, the comments were very like.
And see, just as a little disclosure, I've not seen this statement. I did not read the comments.
I was concerned because I was like, why don't you want more?
That's it.
It was so weird to say, well, no, I don't want to strive for that. And I was like, well, what's wrong with striving for more? Like I normally don't get it caught up in none of Anthony's arguments, comments, and all that stuff. I happened to scroll and catch that one, and I was like, oh, no, this is not good.
They flat out saying they don't want to make
the guy who I got into it with was. That's why I was like, this is concerning.
I think they were saying, don't determine my value to a number.
Okay. And that's basically what should have been more so communicated, because the discussion was really about the economic trends in the country and how you need to strive for more if you plan to provide for a family, because on the road that we're headed, more is going to be needed. That's all the discussion was.
I was even making is even this word family, like she said, we got to define. Because to me, biblically, is me, my wife, my kids, and their kids. Most people ain't even saying that. Why?
You know what I'm saying?
Why? Yeah.
I think that I can see how men could feel, I guess, frustrated about that comment. I think because also, like, when we think about the time that we're living in, like, when we think about relationships, so many women are simply going after men for a bag. I don't know how much money you make, but if you meet me and you say you also like to travel, I'm assuming you make enough to travel. I don't even know what that number is.
That could be Virginia Beach.
So that's, it's like, you just
Let me also add international. Let me fix it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.